in the story of the window, the blind man was showing mercy to the man who had to lie flat on his back. His act of mercy is something we can do every day. It did not depend on wealth, ability, intelligence. It was a simple act freely given and freely received. Likewise, we have no excuse to neglect those who have deep needs. The man lying flat on his back could not see the lovely lake, the ducks, the swans, the children playing with their boats. He could not hear the band or see the man passing by, but he was freely receiving the mercy shown by the blind man. Then, unexpectedly, an alien thought, that of Satan, entered his head. As his thoughts fermented, his envy eroded into resentment and soon turned sour. The thought that he should be by the window took hold and now controlled his life. He was no longer at peace as he had been earlier. Peace is much more than the mere absence of conflict. It suggests completeness, health, justice, prosperity, and protection. The world as we know, cannot provide peace. Real peace comes from faith in God because He alone embodies all the characteristics of peace. To find peace of mind and peace with others, you must first find peace with God. There's no indication that the man lying flat on his back was a believer or a non-believer. But either way, once Satan took over, he no longer had peace of mind. The blind man, even though he was unable to see his roommate, or for that matter, anything outside the window, was able to see and share his love with the other man. He shared what he had with love, and that was the memories which he had stored in his mind. This time, I listened to a very short DVD, and Joan and I have met these gentlemen, the Booth brothers, and Ron Booth will be the lead singer in this particular song. He saw it all. Listen carefully.
I was working in town one afternoon, attending some business affairs. I heard a commotion a couple streets over. I wondered what's happening there. A young man was running from in that direction and stopped just to catch his breath. I asked him to please tell me what was the hurry. He smiled up at me and he said, I was trying to catch the crippled man, did he run past this way? He was rushing home to tell everyone what Jesus did today. And the mute man was stunning, myself and the deaf girl, he's needing to answer God's call. It's hard to believe, but if you don't trust me, ask the blind man, he saw it all. Ask the blind man, he saw it all.
That's what the Lord Jesus can do, folks.
My friend, if the troubles and burdens you carry are heavy and dragging you down, you've tried everything you can possibly think of, there's no relief to be found. That very same Jesus that altered the future of a blind man, the deaf and the lame, is still reaching out in your hour of trouble. One touch and you're never the same. You'll be trying to catch the crippled man, did he run past this way? He was rushing home to tell everyone what Jesus did today. And the mute man was telling myself and the deaf girl,
God's call. It's hard to believe, but if you don't trust me,